Now, you'll recall that I mentioned last time that the prophet had to speak into a local situation to prove to the people at that time that he was a prophet of God. And so he would speak concerning a local situation, and when that was fulfilled, then the far-off prophecy would be true. God always made that a test. Now, Isaiah gives this prophecy of the virgin birth, and he gives it to the whole house of Israel. And he says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Now, this was for the house of David. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, somebody in that day might say, well, look here, Brother Isaiah, what about this? When will this take place? I have a notion he could look down through the centuries and say, it'd probably be a long time. Well, they would say, then how do we know it's going to be true? Well, the way they're going to know it's going to be true is because of the fact that God had spoken through Isaiah on many things that were fulfilled in the days of those people. Now, one of them was this. When Hezekiah was king, the Assyrians came outside of the walls of Jerusalem 150,000 strong. And it looked bad for Jerusalem, and it looked as if it would fall. So that Hezekiah the king went into the temple, got down on his knees and I think on his face before God and cried out to him for deliverance. And God sent Isaiah in, and he said to him, you don't need to worry. The Assyrian will not come into this city. He'll not take it. And not only that, but not an arrow will be shot in this city. Well, there are 150,000 soldiers out there, and each one of them's got a quiver on his back that's full of arrows, and each one has a bow. And you would think out of 150,000, there may be a trigger-happy soldier out there. And he might say one evening, well, I think I'll just shoot an arrow over the wall into the city and see if anybody over there hollers, ouch. And if any soldier had shot an arrow into that city, this man Isaiah would have been a false prophet. But not a soldier shot an arrow. And that city was spared, and the Assyrian didn't take it. May I say, it's on that basis and other prophecies that he gave that have already been fulfilled. But now this one of the virgin birth for those people was way down in the future. But my friend, for us today, it's already transpired. Now there's always been a discussion, and I would like to back this up with a little bit of background. Ahaz had come to the throne of Judah, and Ahaz was a bad king. Fact of the matter is, his father before him, Jotham, had been a good king. His grandfather, Uzziah, had been a good king. And his son after him was a good king. But old Ahaz, he was a rascal. So God wanted to encourage him, and God wanted to help him. And so there was actually civil war taking place. The kingdom in the north had lined up with Syria, and today that seems strange to us with the war between the Arab and the Jew being as intense as it is, and probably Syria, the most fanatical enemy of all. Well, in that day, Syria and the northern kingdom teamed up, and they are going to fight against Ahaz. Looks bad for Ahaz. So God sent Isaiah out to meet him. Now he gave him a word of encouragement, and he said to him that he need not worry, that God would deliver him. Now he says, in order that you might know, ask a sign of God. Ask for a sign. Well, this King Ahaz, he was a very pious fraud, by the way.